This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1751. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 11th, Australia, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Canada, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Egypt, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, India, International Vacuum, Kaliningrad, Kyrgyzstan, Liberia, Lithuania, Mexico, Morocco, Myanmar, New Zealand, North America, Pakistan, Palau, Somalia, Spain, Sudan, Ukraine, USA, Western Sahara, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ron Howard in California reminds us that the Home Service, Bangladesh Betar on 4750, has a news bulletin in English, Mondays only, from the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SAARC. He heard it again December 1st at 1235 to 1243, but as usual, there's interference from China. And Ron Howard has another helpful monitoring note about Radio Pio XII, Bolivia, which we mentioned last week, is active again on 5952.43, as he measured it December 4th. The sign-off came at 0228 UT with the unique and easy-to-identify distinctive whistling Colonel Bogie March, or commonly known as the River Kwai March, along with their ID, followed by chimes. In the Ontario DX Association, Rob Ross in London reports getting an EQSL for Canadian Coast Guard Station VCG, which is in Rivière-Renard, Quebec, heard on 2598 USB. And they have some bad news for us. They said this was a scheduled broadcast by our station, but it is doomed to close next year. You can consult the government publication Radio Aids to Navigation for all these scheduled broadcasts. There's several other Canadian Coast Guard stations on the 2 MHz band which are still active, unlike U.S. Coast Guard, the main frequencies being 2598 and 2749. I've occasionally heard some of them here in Oklahoma. An easier place to find the schedules is Bill Hepburn's dxinfocenter.com, and you can spell center either way. In Shortwave Bulletin, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports about Voice of Jinling, China, now heard daily on 6200 with a great signal. I've been monitoring this one for about a month. Voice of Jinling has been putting a strong signal into eastern North America, featuring its infamous double sign-on fake-out. Nominal start time is 1245 UT, but it sometimes as early as 1230 or as late as 1250. PBS Xizhang, Tibet, is on the frequency before Jinling with a weaker but fair signal. Jinling takes the air abruptly, cutting right into an ongoing transmission, but only stays on for no more than a half minute. By paralleling with the Jinling web stream, which is www.vojs.cn, he says, I was able to determine they are picking audio from FM 99.7, Jiangsu Automobile Radio, a drive-time show in Chinese. After this half-minute false start, without fail, their signal leaves the air for a short period, revealing Tibet again, but for no more than half a minute. And then finally, Jinling comes back on the air and is then there to stay. Clearly, this sign-on style is their audio engineer's process, whereby he turns on the transmitter, makes sure it is okay, turns it off, and then turns it back on for good. The initial program heard is hosted by a woman giving either small news items or drive-time chat with short musical bridges. It's typically a big, beefy signal, one of the best in the band at this time, and holds up well past the top of the hour to around 1330 UT fade lately here in the center of the continent. It's being widely heard throughout North America from east to west coast. The private Cuban clandestine Radio Republica, La Voz del Directorio Democrático Cubano, 9490, seems to have expanded its transmission and shifted the time. Contrary to some listings, I heard them announce that their schedule is 8 to 11 p.m., which is 01 to 04 UT. That's 9490, the transmitter site being France. And indeed, I was hearing them both before and after 0300. Filed under Ecuador nonsense, they're still calling themselves the Voice of the Andes, or Golos Ant. HCJB has a new frequency for relay via Austria for the weekly broadcast in Russian and Chechen, Saturdays only at 15:30 to 16:30. It's 11900, according to Ivo Ivanov. Last week, we noted that the 9965 transmitter of Radio Cairo was actually considerably off frequency, more than 1 kilohertz on the low side. But lately, it's been on the high side. 9965.3 is where Alan Rowe put it, December 9th. At 2225 UT, tuned in to find their English broadcast, although it's supposed to be on 9900 for the Sesquiara starting at 2115. He was also hearing a faint trace of it on the scheduled frequency. But 9965 is the scheduled frequency for the next English broadcast to North America, the Sesquiara starting at 2300. And that, too, is on the high side, or was as of December 7th. Wolfgang Büschel measured it on 9965.265. And I reported on 9965.3 December 10th at 0217 when it's back in Arabic. With our latest sunrises in the Northern Hemisphere, our chances are best for unusual propagation such as long path on the lower bands from East Africa to the west coast of North America. One example is Radio Oromia, Ethiopia, 6030. Ron Howard in San Francisco at Ocean Beach reports presumably hearing that December 1st before and after 1500 UT with a fairly good signal. Sunrise was a few minutes later. And Dan Sheedy, further south at Moonlight Beach near San Diego, California, tentatively reports the same, December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, between 1438 and 1525. They have a phone-in program with questions and answers. Dance and pop music, Whitney Houston was heard, and some Horn of Africa songs, heavy percussion hip-hop, possible news headlines at the top of the hour, and back to music and chat at 1505. But it tends to get clobbered by adjacent channel interference from 6025 China after 1500. Via Rich D'Angelo Naswa, the Europirate FRS, or Free Radio Service Holland, has put out a call for listeners to send in greetings to be used on their final broadcast in 2014, on the last Sunday of the year. It's a six-hour broadcast, but they want them to come in by December 16th, before the December 28th broadcast. Those can be New Year or December greetings or musical requests. They can be taped, CD, MD, or MP3 file to P.O. Box 2702-6049-ZG Herten in the Netherlands, or by email FRS at frsholland.nl. The December 28th broadcast will be on 7700 and 9335, starting at 0800 UT with nonstop music, I guess, and then 6 hours of presented shows. And they say we'll do a few extra hours very early in the morning, hoping to cross the pond, especially for North American DXers. But I'm not clear whether they mean earlier that same morning or the following morning. A European station has been heard widely, playing nothing but Christmas music in the daytime on 6115. In Pledix, Luca Bottofiora in Italy reports it December 9th, that was Tuesday, at 0924, but it started at 0800, and it's heard every day, he says. He notes that the German transmitter in Rurbach, 6070, has been off the air, I suppose implying that it may be that same transmitter on 6115 with a sufficient signal. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria refers to it as unidentified Christmas musician pirate station, heard December 4th at 1750 and 2000 UT, but totally blocked by China and French after 2030, and it goes off at 2100. Then on December 5th, a strong signal at 0730 via remote units in Twente in the Netherlands and Dreux in France. Robert Kipp of the Rhein-Main Radio Club, RMRC, advises us that they're carrying out a special one-hour broadcast. Interviews in English from the EDXC conference 2014, which was held in September in Nice, France, thanks to facilitation by Toshi Otake. There will be three broadcasts. Saturday, December 13th at 21 to 22 UT via Lithuania, aimed eastward on 11690, and the others are all via WRMI. Monday, that is UT Monday, December 15th, Sunday evening in North America, at midnight UT on the three frequencies which 1 hour later carry the True News service, namely 5015 toward the south-southeast, 5850 to the north-northwest, and 7455 to the west-northwest. And the final broadcast, Monday the 15th at 21 on 15770, aimed northeast toward Europe. Mark Cody in the Ontario DX Association was hearing what seemed like a station from India on the unlisted frequency of 4900, December 7th at 12:30 with news in English. It faded out by 12:57. And it was also heard in British Columbia by Harold Sellers between 1343 and 1500 when other AIR stations were coming in. The mystery was solved by Joe's Jacob in India, who says it was all India Radio in Kurseong on the wrong frequency, 4900 instead of 4895. But the next day they were back on the proper frequency. Mark Cody follows up that Partha Sarathi Goswami has been in contact with the engineer at Kurseong, says the transmitter does indeed drift and splatters. The parts to fix it are no longer available. Once it fails, then Kurseong will be off shortwave, so despite the mystery, enjoy hearing it while you can. Mike Terry forwards news that there will be slow-scan television transmissions on 2 meters from the International Space Station. The Russian ARIS team members plan to do that on December 18th and 20th in the PD-180 mode on 145.800 megahertz with 3-minute off periods between transmissions. A total of 12 different photos will be sent during the period. The start time would be around 14:20 UT on December 18 and 12:40 UT December 20th. And the transmissions should terminate around 21:30 each day, which means there will be several orbits, and most of the world, I think, should be in range at one time or another. However, SpaceX 5 will be launching the same week, and delays in that launch could adjust operational times for this SSTV. Kai Lüwig in Germany notes that the Arctic Radio Club reports that the 1215 kHz transmitter at Bolshakovo, Kaliningrad, has been off the air, apparently terminated December 1st, so it could be off for good. He says, when just checking on December 6th, I found only the remaining fainter mess with a howl from the Absolute Radio synchronized transmitters in the UK, heterodyning against the off-channel Albanian transmitter on 12:15. Acker Peterson in Denmark reports a rarely reported frequency for Krasnoyarechka, the first program of Kyrgyz radio in Bishkek, 4820, actually 50 hertz on the low side, December 6th at 0220 to 0235, with talks and songs. The frequency is usually covered by Tibet and Kolkata, but both had faded out at this late hour, that is 0220 on December 6th. It was parallel to their better heard frequency, 4010. Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, this is World of Radio number 1751. We also sponsor a website, which is also non-commercial, worldofradio.com, archiving a great deal more information, freely accessible. Thus, we are very grateful for voluntary financial support, such as this week from William T. Hassigan, Illinois, who says, here's a check for observance of Saturnalia and winter solstice. He sent it to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. We may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. ELWA in Liberia has shown up on a second frequency. Dave Valko in Pennsylvania reports to Hardcore DX he had an NID on 6050 December 1st. But as of December 6th, it turned out to be ELWA because it was parallel to 4760, ending a religious program in English at 2154 and an ID at 2156 into Christmas music, a fairly good signal. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says, yes, that's correct. Also heard here some chimes and bells on both 6050 and 4760, December 6th, around 2346. However, Tibet is on top of 6050, while 4760 is clear the whole evening. We don't usually think of looking up Mexican information in the FCC database, but it's there because American broadcasters need to know what's happening on the same frequencies, and it may not be up to date. I did this, however, in the case of 710 kHz XEDP in Cuauhtémoc, Chihuahua. This is the one which is sometimes off frequency, making a considerable heterodyne on the low side, but sometimes it's not off frequency. I found a very likely reason for this in the FCC info. They're listed with two different transmitter sites at considerably different coordinates. In fact, one of them is labeled by the FCC, at least, XEDP1. The exact details, of course, are in the new DX Listening Digest, number 14-50, via worldofradio.com. I was hearing it again December 5th at 1339 when it was not off frequency. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria and I have noticed a frequency no longer occupied, 9575, Radio Méditerranée or Médien in Morocco. He says, my last recording of it was made December 1st, and of December 8th, he says, it's not been on the air for a couple of days. It had been operating 24 hours with a nominal 250 kilowatt transmitter. And, of course, it was the last shortwave station remaining from Morocco. However, I recall that previously it has disappeared for months at a time only to reactivate, so we can't write it off permanently yet. And, of course, that's the station which also has a longwave service, which presumably continues on 171 kHz. Another channel with two different transmitter sites and not on exactly the same frequency is 5985 from Myanmar. It's usually off frequency, about 5985.2 or 3, and I was wondering if they're still occasionally appearing on the exact proper frequency from their other transmitter site. Ron Howard in California replies, as of December 10th, they were on both frequencies at once, so that answers that question, interfering with each other, with an ID jingle and nice chimes at 1328. The weaker one was on 5985.23. You never know what's going to happen next with Radio New Zealand International. December 8th at 0609, I was hearing something in English on 9700, way atop the voice of Turkey, and that turned out to be RNZI. In addition to 11725, its usual frequency at this hour. And they were both in the AM mode. Of course, the DRM transmitter is also capable of AM, but it's very unusual for them to be running both in AM at the same time. Then on December 10th, during the same time period, they were missing from 11725, as Ivo Ivanov also noted. But I checked 9700, and they were not to be heard there either. Perhaps they were on yet another of their frequencies at the wrong time. Bill Hassig in Illinois reports to Free Radio Weekly December 6th something called the 3848 Patriot Group, on 3848 LSB. October 30th at 0500 UT, a good signal, good audio, but a bad program. Two religious rock tunes in minor chords and much back and forth, consisting of far-right lunatic French talk with other hams. Not exactly a pirate, as we would call it, but not exactly legal either. I'm not sure whether he meant that date to be November 30th. Anyhow, he says it's October 30th. Chris Malinsky of Black Cat Systems, I believe in Maryland, reports a second old-time radio pirate on 6784.3 AM, UT December 10th at 0133. While it was on, I was also hearing the original old-time radio pirate on 6770 with different programming. So now there are at least two of them doing this. Also, I was hearing 3200 just barely December 7th around 0300 with some old-time radio fading up and down. And, of course, this is a good spot to be noticed, halfway between WWRB and WWCR. Our correspondent in Lahore, Pakistan, Aslam Javaid, tells us Radio Pakistan Islamabad has formally inaugurated its new 500 kilowatt transmitter on 585 kilohertz, December 5th. I monitored it for the next 2 days. It was strong in the morning and daytime, but in the evening it had strong interference from co-channel All India Radio Nagpur on the same frequency. We could hear Islamabad clearly when AIR signed off. Previously, Nagpur was using 100 kilowatts, but it's upgraded to 300. Thus, Pakistan's investment in a new transmitter is getting wasted. The program content of Radio Pakistan Islamabad is not very good, he says, in the presence of separate news and current affairs channel on a new 100 kilowatt transmitter, more than one countrywide. I don't know why they are relaying the same on this transmitter between 7 and 9 p.m. local time, just duplicating it. Mike Terry forwards news from Radio Australia that the president of Palau is upset because the FM relay of RA in Palau has suddenly been switched off. And another story says additional satellite-fed local FM stations in the Pacific have been closed because of budget cuts at Radio Australia. This via BBC monitoring. There are stations not only in Palau, but Kiribati, Pohnpei in the federal states of Micronesia, and Majuro, capital of the Marshall Islands. All of them have gone silent. And it seems it occurs to no one that they could still hear Radio Australia, at least for now, on shortwave. The 2015 World Radio TV Handbook has now been published, and lucky Europeans are already receiving their copies. It takes a bit longer to get to North America. One bit of new information in it, found by David Koenig, is the identity of the station on 17580, a new Somali clandestine, heard Thursdays only for the past few weeks at 17 to 1730 UT. It is Voice of Hatumo, K-H-A-A-T-U-M-O, with a website.com spelled like that. It has an on-demand archive of weekly broadcasts going back into October. And Rich Ray in Illinois was able to hear this signing on at 17 UT, Thursday, December 4th on 17580. As we've reported before, Spain has belatedly decided to resume limited shortwave broadcasts, mainly for mariners in Spanish only, and relaying the domestic service. Surely they would like to get this going before Xmas, but no date has yet come out. However, one source says the hours for the broadcasts in UT will be Monday through Friday from 18 to 22, and Saturdays and Sundays extended to 14 until 22. We would expect them to show up on some of their previous frequencies, but again, no definite information. Ivo Ivanov suggests to look for them on 17850, 17760, 21610, 6055, 6125, 9535, 9620, or 15385. 9535, of course, might collide with Cuba, which immediately took over that frequency. Torsten Hallmann in Germany, proprietor of Africa List, says that Sudan has reactivated their shortwave transmitter on the previous two frequencies heard since December 3rd. 9505 was heard at 1800 UT after BBC signed off, and they switched to 7200 around 1930. On December 8th, Ivo Ivanov confirms 9505 in various foreign languages, including English at approximately 08 to 09 UT, and also at 1730 to 1830. He was also hearing 7200 with a carrier as early as 0215, and also for an hour at 1430, and after 1930 until 2100. But beware, there are other stations on 7200, Iran and Myanmar. Georgi Bantsov in Bulgaria reports that Radio Ukraine International has resumed its high-power medium-wave frequency 1431 kHz, 800 kilowatts from Mykolaiv, in Ukrainian between 15 and 19 UT, beamed northeastward toward Russia. It's exceptionally strong throughout Eastern and Central Europe. In the Kiev Post, Volodya Samoniev in British Columbia reads that the Prime Minister of Ukraine has called for resuming broadcasts in English, German, French, and Spanish, and other languages, but it's not clear whether this will include shortwave. As of December 10th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the new 1431 broadcast is now the first 2 hours in Russian at 15 and the second 2 hours in Ukrainian at 17. Jerry Whitney, proprietor of the experimental station on 1750 kHz in Victor, New York, WH2XDE-1, updates us on what's going on there. He says he is now operating on Saturday evenings, UT Sundays between midnight and 04, including World of Radio at 0200 UT when he's running 1 kilowatt. He's been trying some digital modes, testing with much lower power, and spells out his plans into the future in the new DX Listening Digest. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal tells us about his monitoring of the Polisario Front Station in western Algeria for Western Sahara. They're still using 1550 kHz and not the alternate frequency, 700 or 702. They're already on by 0700 with Arabic until 1200, and then Castilian until 1300 sign-off. The evening period is 17 to 2330 UT, starting with Quran and then Spanish until 1900. Evening sign-off time varies around 2330 as late as 2340. I have received my copy of a very handy 32-page booklet from the British TS Club, broadcast in English for the current season, mainly in time order with all the details, but also separate schedules of music on shortwave, broadcasts available online, DX programs, and World Radio Network schedules. You can read about how to get a hard copy or a PDF from bdxc.org.uk. Propagation outlook from Boulder. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 December 18th, but watch out for January 3rd, 25 and 5. Solar flux rising from 150 December 11th to 175 on the 18th and 19th, and dropping to 135 by January 1st. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1751.